I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show. All right, what's up, people? This is Jimbo here. Welcome again to the show. Today we have Kelly. She is the owner of Heart Space. She's a frequency therapist, transformational coach. She does a lot of interesting things. And this is exactly why I brought her on to the show. And this whole synergy of kind of being this Reiki master, this healer, this teacher, and also an author and an entrepreneur, I think she has a very interesting blend that can really influence a lot of people and maybe educate a lot of people too. So let's see what she has to say.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jimbo?
Excellent. Excellent. So this show is about you. So let's begin. So can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Who you are? So one, I loved the thank you for that intro and the musing. I feel so seen. My journey of the becoming, I like to call it. We're all just in this endless journey of becoming and remembering. So my conscious understanding of my remembering and becoming started in college with a weight loss journey. I went into college like 200, 250 pounds. And then it was like a light switch. I was just like, I don't know why, but I just know. And my mindset locked in with this conviction that I was going to drop the weight and started being shifted into all these different changes. It led me to yoga, meditation. I was an entrepreneur right out of school. So I was reading a lot of personal development and sales and entrepreneur things. And for me, entrepreneurship is synonymous to your spiritual awakening. It's the understanding of taking something that doesn't exist in the world, holding the vision, and then walking in faith to make manifest. You know, so it's been this priming through the journeys. And about a decade ago, I was in a meditation and I heard a message to look up healing modalities. You're a healer. And it scared me. So I wasn't used to it quite yet. But I listened. And that led through a process within 2 days in a very synchronistic way, meeting my first teacher on the journey. So most of my 20s was embarking on these spiritual ways, traveling the world, sitting with indigenous elders and receiving the codes and how I just like to identify capital T truth, and continuing to build the entrepreneurship in me and the artistry and full expression of my beingness has been my own personal journey. And I get so much out of sharing, and I've been blessed where the way that spirit moves through me to share tends to support others in their journey as well.
And what are you working on right now?
A few different things right now. I have a fiction novel that got picked up by Pegasus Publishing, I guess like a year and a half ago now, but we're in the final stages where we're dialing into the launch date of it and the book launch that will be in the UK and the US. So starting to prepare for that and bringing that into the world in a proper way, which I'm still like in awe that we've made manifest of it. I'm working on an album. And then I still have the Heart Space programs continuing to go and flow as well.
And why did you start this business? What drives you?
Yeah, what drives me? What a great question. You know, I feel making an assumption. I would love if, you know, tell me if it's truth for you. But I'm telling a story that it's almost the way that you ended up creating the show as well. There's times that there's just a knowing. There's something for us to do and to continue to bring people together, and to together we thrive and elevate. But about a month after receiving the message for the healing modalities and all that started, it also came through me, the heart space. And I already was an entrepreneur. I have an entrepreneur, you know, I was always looking through like, okay, we can start a business. And so immediately I was just like, oh, this is going to be something. And so I wrote it down and I continued to sit with it. And now I've seen it continues to grow and evolve with me. So I like to say a lot of the stuff, like, I didn't choose the path chooses me. Almost every endeavor I go into where I'm like, it kind of chose me. I get to consciously choose if I embark on it after hearing the call. But it's kind of, this is my mission. This is what I'm here to do, this incarnation, this lifetime, is to help us understand to not live in the head, but to allow the brain that resides in the heart to be the main brain, not completely obliterating the mind. We love the mind. We need the mind. That helps us to strategize and make manifest. But to have them work in a cohesiveness and really allow the heart space to be activated, because when we're here, we're fully tapped in. We're also completely grounded, and we can have that full expression and anchor in a frequency of our own personal heaven on earth. So that's what we're up.
So heart space is the name of your establishment. Can you kind of define what heart space is so people can understand?
Yeah, I mean, it's so fun where when the significance of the heart space continues to grow within my own evolution, but also as we're watching so much of the external world changing right now, you know, where I think we had it at least on the site, you know, my team's always kind of fidgeting things on the site as per my own request, but we had at least on there at one point where, you know, it's a quote from me where it says, listen, the heart space isn't a business. It's not a chakra. It's not a service. It's a lifestyle. You know, it's truly what we offer within the heart space that we've created is transformational containers, one-on-one or with groups and healing modalities and self-led courses all around in different angles of looking at the power of the mind. How can we start to become friends with it? Looking at the power of our thoughts and our words, the understandings of the energetics. Really, it's a home of self-discovery. So that way we can step onto the path of self-mastery and live from the heart space. The heart space, in our energetic field, we have, you know, aura, vibes, it's an electromagnetic field. We're all emitting energy. The space at the center of the chest, not the anatomical heart, very powerful, very important. We kind of need that too. But the heart space, that energy, the electromagnetic field is much more potent in this space when we know how to be in it and open that. So it allows us to tap into our power as conscious creators and powerful beings at large. So we're here to just kind of, you know, empower and uplift humanity.
That's fascinating. And I think that space is generally called by most people the heart chakra.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have your own interpretation of it, sort of as this frequency therapist and Reiki master. Can you kind of get into a bit of that expertise you have and how you develop those skills and how you learn them?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and just to touch on that, so people, anyone who's listening, don't, you know, invitation, do whatever you want, your life, it's your rules. But invitation to not get too caught up on any of the certain jargons. There's no rights or wrongs. Even down to some people be like, it's chakra. And some people be like, it's chakra. You know, like it, like find what resonates for you and leave the rest, you know. Just I feel some the words, some people can get caught up in it so much and just like, it all just is. It's a concept. It's a frequency. If you're feeling into it, you're tapping into it, you're good. So yeah. You know, I went through, as I've continued to grow and evolve within my own spiritual practice, working with various teachers or just spending time with self, going through the different certifications. And, you know, I've been growing in my own being and my repertoire of service as well. So I've gone through existential crises sometimes where I'm like, how I've been identified doesn't resonate fully in saying what it is I truly do in a session. You know, so I went through many of these. And one day I was really like hitting that where I'd be like, it's a nice thing for people to say like, you know, this is Kelly, she's an amazing healer or she's a Reiki master. But there's a part of me that was feeling a subtle feeling of resentment when that was coming up. So I was like, that doesn't feel like it's truly expressing all of who I am or like the capacity of what I do. So I prayed on it for a while. And then one night I kind of shot up. It was clear. It was frequency therapy. I was like, that makes more sense because we're bringing a mix of counseling. I do subconscious rewiring. I love neuro-linguistic programming, looking at the power of our words. How do we shift our words and our core beliefs to create different results in our lives? While also tending to how do we connect all parts of our being together? How do we, you know, tend to the emotional body? A lot of the things that we will do in somatic therapy, CBT, and in traditional therapy, while infusing them in with the transformational work and doing energy work when needed. I teach all my clients how to do energy clearings and create healthy shields, make offerings to the earth. So it's a really holistic aspect of looking at everything. While, you know, I don't believe we have to throw away therapy, I just think that there's additions that we can make as we're all expanding into the more multifaceted parts of our being.
Now, I'm a bit familiar with the term Reiki master, and you were talking a little bit about how you didn't want to throw yourself into these categories, and I respect that, but I think a lot of people would be interested to know what a frequency therapist actually is. What is the definition?
Yeah, so a frequency therapist is a term that came to me. I mean, you might be able to. We could do it together now. Google frequency therapist in New York. I don't know, maybe from the algorithm of what's on my website, I'd pop up, but I don't know. That's really a term that I've sat with that came to me of how can I define what it is I do in a bit more of a concise way. You know, so for the definition for us is I'm someone who helps someone break through blocks that they have mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know, the end. I help people create another life that they truly love and desire. It's interesting. I was just spending time with a friend last 2 days, and she's an incredible astrologer. And we're talking about the theme that's coming up that the collective, and by collective, I mean all humans on the planet at this time, what the collective is moving through right now, especially with this upcoming astrology for April, we're going through a trend of re-identifying how we relate to ourselves and how we relate to others. And a big piece of this is people may begin to find that they don't feel like they can use the identity that they've had, or we're seeing so much change in the job market now and people, you know, building their own businesses, where people are going to start to come up with their own unique ways to coin what it is that they do in the world is a common theme we can expect. And I was like, oh girl, I was ahead of it. I was like, I came up with something like 6 months ago. So that's, you know, a kind of theme that's happening. My prayers of those who hear this, and maybe that resonates something for them and they dive deeper into that space of it. I do infuse Reiki into everything that I do. I'm not shunning Reiki away. It's simply, you know, I believe that the more I can share really vulnerably of the humanness, my own journey of expansion and adding, the more it supports others to do the same. So Reiki is part of everything I do. And my master attunement, my teacher said to me, listen, Kelly, Reiki is not something even you do. It's who you are. It's now a part of your auric expression. It's, you know, I pray for the highest good of all the time. And Reiki is the universal life force energy that practitioners can then channel through themselves, and wherever they put their focus, that energy is going, that helps to optimize the state of being within an individual's mind, body, spirit, shifting them more into alignment. And because it's pure, unconditional, universal light, its intention is always flowing to create an outcome that's for the highest, greatest good of all. So I use Reiki within everything I do. So we have that support and that current of outcomes for optimization and for the highest good of all.
Speaking of what you do, who works with you?
Yeah, primarily women. I have some men who come to me to do more of the Reiki studies or mentorship within their spiritual development. But in terms of the coaching, my 8-week group programs is a women's only container. And then prominently my one-on-one clients are women. I'd actually have them gravitate towards me. I am fired up by seeing a woman step into her power and remembering the truth of her being and clearing those blocks and rewriting those stories. Yeah, I live by the mantra, together we thrive. And we're in this time where it's just so juicy. So it's primarily women that I work with.
And generally, what are you passionate about for your business work?
I'm passionate about passion. I love seeing people thrive in their truth. You know, of that space of the reminders to people like, oh, wait, there is an option. Like I can, you know, I can do that. Like, of course you can. Now let's start to make a roadmap of how to get there. And let's talk this thing. And then to see on the other side, you know, I like to call them like my baby birds, you know, like on the other side to see them flying and to thriving and like living their passion. Because again, that circles us right back to the heart space. When we're clear of our passion and we're living it and we're moving in faith, we're operating from the heart space and we become walking permission slips to support others. Like, oh, I could do that too. I could do that too. And so it's, you know, when I look at it from an energetic point of view, which is how I, you know, I can see through a bit of a, just an energetic lens where I'm looking at energy patterns or a visual of things, you know, or I see this rippling out that's taking place and we're simply a support of it. I would say none of it's even me. It's something much bigger than me that moves through me to support individuals, you know? So, you know, we're out here just creating ripples of empowerment and people thriving in their truth. And, you know, that's the mission. That's what we're up to.
What do you consider as the biggest achievement in your life?
This novel getting picked up, this is the childhood dream. This was, I wrote my first chapter book in third grade. And like, be like, I'm going to be a New York Times bestseller. Like, so that is like, I really kept showing up and like holding that vision. And now we'll see where it goes. The other was my participation in something called the Ultimate Wish Tour. I'm very passionate about serving our children in the foster care system. I feel this is a population that the voices need to be heard and justice needs to be served. So I worked with an organization for a couple of years there, and I was the program director for what we called the Ultimate Wish Tour. Myself and five other people lived in an RV for 6 weeks, traveled from New Jersey to California and back. We went the top side of the country and then the south side of the country. And we had 13 city stops where we held an event for all the group, any of the community of the foster children where we could. Hasbro was a sponsor. We gave them a game, you know, bowling, something that's such an average day in the life for a child, but to them meant the world. Because they don't get that those kinds of things. And we had 100 children who had all parental rights terminated as like special guests, where we had our videographer, who's now a dear friend of mine, Ziggy. We did interviews with the children asking, what do you want in a family? Let's flip the script here. Instead of it being you sitting in a group home, you know, waiting for someone to come and look through your file and then choose if like you're deemed suitable to be in my family. What do you want in a family? Giving them a voice, putting some power back in their hands, and us broadcasting it with an intention to get these children adopted. Through it, out of the 100, we were only able to get 11 of them adopted, but tons of support for all of them in many other ways. And that for me, like that was hands down the hardest thing I've done mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So see, like that's something I still hold where I'm like, we've supported in changing the trajectory of many kids with specifically 11 and getting them loving homes. And that's something that I look back on often. And I'm just like, that was beautiful.
Now, to sort of move forward here a bit, I think the next question I have is sort of along the lines of, what other goals do you have in pursuit? Like, how can you sort of provide career advice to people, guidance?
One thing I'd say is getting really clear of what you want. I've noticed in my own experience, seasons of being very clear and seasons not, because we're humans. That's how we learn. We learn through the experience of having and not having. So a gentle reminder to someone who feels that they don't have something in their life right now, it's a game of polarity. You're learning what the experience of that thing is in this moment of not having it. So that way you're also going to be able to have it. It's just a game of polarity. So first and foremost, I don't know who needs to hear that, but it's coming through. So we'll say it, is getting clear of what it is that you want to create. What is it that is on your heart to create? You know, and then with that clarity, it can begin to come through of asking the right questions. Asking the right questions to yourself, asking the right questions to mentors, finding, even if it's an internet mentor, someone that you can, you know, start to learn a bit of the ways from them and the patience of it.
So how did you realize you were a mindset coach?
I love words. I've always had an affiliation with them. I've always been loquacious by nature. I love words. So I feel I came into this lifetime already understanding the power of them without knowing, you know, my human self hadn't caught up yet. So as I started to do this work and studying it and learning it, you know, for me, it's second nature. You know, I'm always spending so much time with words. I'm studying the origins of them to understand. So again, I feel that's also been a becoming. Whereas also just as soon as I started teaching and running my first programs or writing my ebooks, that it was just there. It's so powerful. Like, I'm here to make change. Like, I'm also efficient. Like, I love efficiency. I love it. Like, if I don't, cool, we can finish this meeting in 15 minutes. We're not going to be here for an hour. Like, pack in the punch, you know? And for me, the power of our thought and our word is everything. And that's something where it's in all the text, you know, all of the things, and in applying it for myself and others. I know nothing in the grand scheme of things. And I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again. Thank goddess. I can live with that knowing that I can just, you know, do my best. But one thing I do know, like I know, like I know, you change your thoughts, you change your world, you change your world. The end. So I think it's just, it's like, it's a fire in me. It wasn't like I sat there and just said, okay, I'm going to go do that now. It's just who I am. The concept of be, do, have. Are you familiar with be, do, have?
No, what is that?
Cool. So be, do, have is a reflection point and helps us to make a roadmap so we can look at who we're being is affecting what we're doing in our day-to-day life, which is an equation. Being plus doing equals having. So we can look at it backwards. If we take an inventory of our lives and say, okay, so what do I have right now? And that's not just the money in the bank account or the partner. Those things are included, yes. But it's also what's your connection to self, what's your da-da-da-da-da, everything. What do you have? Okay, cool. So what have I been doing in my day-to-day? What practices do I have? What are the you know, the systems, the this, the that? And then also more important, who am I being? So we can start to look at that and say, cool, I have this and I want to have something else. Then you must change who you're being and doing. It's an equation. You're never going to have something different if you don't change who you're being and what you're doing.
So speaking of what you're doing,
yeah,
what is sort of the challenges that you're dealing with right now in business and work? And what are you sort of doing to overcome those challenges?
I'd say the biggest is getting more exposure out there. Like what we've come with, we had to say, I sat with it. I'm like, okay, I needed to go into the hermit hole and take care of myself for a little bit. Because what I wasn't doing was running, lifting, like the level of physical health that I love and thrive with, I wasn't doing for a season. So I needed to pause, was one thing. And also looking at the consistency of potential new clients. We didn't have a system really in place. And I had paused on really doing more of this. Getting out there, just sharing from my heart, knowing that who I'm meant to support and work with is going to hear this or see me on that stage or this and that. So the biggest challenge has been our lead generation for a season. And what we've been doing is starting to reach out and doing more events again, getting on more podcasts. We're looking at, you know, speaking opportunities to put myself back out there.
Speaking of putting yourself out there, how do you aspire or inspire people to go above and beyond?
Something that I'm growing to get comfortable with. I'm not fully there. I'm getting there. I can feel it growing. Is the more that I do keep just being like, we're just going to do this. We're going to do this big. I can feel it. I've had the visions I have, if I so choose, to go all out this lifetime and to play really big, it's here. And the more that I'm being like, all right, let's just do this. Like not doing this is going to be way more fun. And the more and more I just keep taking steps, the more and more fun that it is. And just overcoming my own fears and growing into it. And what I'm getting used to is many people saying, whether we're talking the business or the book or the music, whatever, I'm just out playing. I'm just playing in my life and allowing and being like, I'm here for it. Bring it. Like, I can hold this. I trust myself that I can hold the level of exposure that's coming. People more and more saying, this is really inspiring me. I saw this and it inspired me to go do this. So I like to think of all of us, if we so choose, we're walking permission slips. So the more that I'm just being like, yo, like, I'm just going to go do this. I know I need to go finish this album and like going to go put it out and like get on the stage and like share the music with the world. People are like, you can do that. Similar to where it's like, if you weren't doing your business, this and that, my hope is that someone heard them was just like, I can do that. I can run my business and do my creative ventures. Like, yeah, of course you can. Permission granted. You could do anything.
Yeah. You know, you're so right, because I think so much times our society encourages me to do one thing or the other.
Yeah.
So let's bring this back more to your services and sort of the things you are doing. So let's take a quick look at your website. And while we're looking at your website, can you tell us a bit about your book and the heart space?
Sure. Yeah, so it's interesting where the book coming out, Welcome to the Heart Space, y'all, is a fiction. So it's a bit more of a lighthearted, whimsical way to drop into the world of a woman who spontaneously moves to New York City and finds herself going to different sorts of yoga classes to attempt to find a sense of harmony within herself. And she begins to go through a spiritual awakening. So it's a light read, you know, has enthralls of dating and art and sex and, you know, spirituality. And then the undercurrents, a lot of codes in the beginning process of her spiritual awakening. So this is the first, and it's a series. So it's just starting to get to know the story of where it all began.
And what type of genre is this?
Pegasus has chosen to categorize it as a contemporary fiction.
You mentioned chosen, so it sounds like you have a different idea of it. Am I wrong? Or
no, I think it's a proper one. You know, it's been really beautiful experience of working with a traditional publishing house where there's certain things where I'm being guided, you know, and there's, I wouldn't know what genre to put it under. Like, you know, like that's what I've learned to grow in. There's times for me to lead and then times for others to lead. Like, this is what y'all do, you know? And so they're like, this is what we're going to put it under. And like, I don't know, I wouldn't have put it under anything else, but I just won't take credit for something that's not mine.
I think for my last few sets of questions, you know, what is your favorite quote and what advice could you give to anyone?
We'll use a short one. I have many. As I said, I'm a lover of words, but one that rings true over and over again, and I guess it definitely deserves a spot in my favorites if it's tattooed on my body. You know, three words, let it be. The time that I got that put on my body was a very challenging season, which I didn't even realize was going to be a big catalyst to this whole journey. And that's for another time of the full story. But the wisdom that lies within those three words, you know, the let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be. You know, bring it to the Beatles song, which is where it totally comes from, you know, the quote from it. You know, that idea of things take time as well. The clarity doesn't always work on our own demands in our own way. And sometimes we just have to let things be. You know, if there's an uncertainty of something or a dynamic with somebody, just let it be. You know, give it some time, give it some space. I always like to think of the gardeners, you know, when someone goes out and they plant a seed, you know, they're like, okay, this is going to be carrots. You know, you don't go out with a project management tool and say, okay, carrots, so you will be, you know, I will come back in 2 weeks and you will be ready to go or you're fired. You know, it's a process of letting it be, providing the nourishment that's needed. You know, sunshine, water, again, thinking of ourselves, thinking of our dreams or a goal we have. You continue to show up and nourish it with what it needs, including water, includes the tears, includes the sweat, includes the things that we must do step by step, but also let it be. We try to force and say you must bloom, you know, at this date. Well, then you might miss the secret sauce, right? You know, creation, whether we're talking of our business or a book or our own spiritual development, whatever it may be, creation, all of it's simply creation. runs on nature time. It doesn't run on human time. That would be, you know, keep taking the inspired actions and, you know, show up diligently and keep taking steps, but also like give it grace. Let it be, let it breathe for a little bit and stop trying to think all of us. We can stop trying to force everything so much. There's a divine timing for everything, you know?
And what type of advice would you give to anyone?
Please be yourself. Please, please find the support that you need that can help to like shine the truth of your magnificence and your power and support you in letting the things go that no don't serve you anymore. So you can step into your confidence, be courageous, dance with fear in a healthy way and shine. Cause like we need y'all. Like we need everyone to like think, okay, I'm going to be me. And I'm like, I'm going to really be me. To find themselves surrounded by other people who are doing it. So that's how we can change the world. That's a plot twist. You want to see change the world? Just be the best, truest version of yourself. The end.
And how can we reach you? Anyone that's interested?
So you can reach out through the website. There's the contact link there. You can also connect with me on Instagram. I am Kelly Keefe. We have Facebook and LinkedIn. I think you have all of our links that will be included. So you can find us on any platform there that feels good for you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for being on the show, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So just to end this off, people, quick shout outs. First one is actually going to be our affiliate partner, LifeWork Systems. She's essentially an HR superstar. She goes into big corporate businesses and improves their work infrastructure. And she tries to teach businesses how to have a better collegial environment. Next thing we'd like to talk about, our YouTube channel. If you want more great episodes like this, if you want to learn more about successful people who have empowered their lives through business, spirituality, health, any type of area, please just ring that bell and you can get updates on each and every episode we have coming. And the next thing we like to discuss is our Roku channel. If you want to check us out on Roku TV, we're on there too. And then finally, we're going to be changing the name pretty soon, but essentially, if you want to be a content creator, if you want to learn how to save money and be a content creator at low cost, build your own podcast, build your own website, without needing any type of distributor or anything, reach out to us. We could teach you a thing or two and look at our content too on YouTube. All right. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thank you again for watching. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks again.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.